way up high.
Renee Zellweger has brought Judy Garland to life on screen. It's an artistic triumph in the movie Judy, and Renee is online. How did you feel when you knew that this was on offer?
Well, I was a little surprised, to be honest. I didn't expect that in telling the story of this this iconic singer that I would come to mind. So I was kind of thrilled, actually, that they sent it my way.
Were you aware of Judy Garland's childhood? Because I, as a fan, I didn't know about her early life, and I was shocked.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't. I didn't know much about her early life, and I certainly didn't know about the circumstances she was grappling with in her final chapter either.
And she, during her childhood, just as a child star, she didn't experience the sort of normal everyday childhood things, so it was no surprise that as an adult she really struggled to cope.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think that people were as tuned in to the consequences of the decisions that were being made for children at the time as they are now. You know, now there are checks and balances in place to make sure that a child's welfare is considered. And, I just think people were just ignorant then about that, about drugs, about, you know, all kinds of things.
Let's hope it's been fixed for the current environment. Now, you not only acted the role, but you sang as well. Talk about a double challenge.
Or something that you just don't think about.
Well, no, you've got to think about it.
Well, yeah, in an intellectual way, I suppose. But it just didn't ever sort of allow myself to think about the magnitude of what it is that she means to people with respect to her performance ability. I just really wanted to tell the story of the human who kind of stands in the shadow of that icon that we all have adored for generations, you know?
How long did you work on the actual character, the gestures, the little nuances of her personality and body language?
We started talking about it in early 2017, I guess, and we started filming in February or March of 2018, so I had some time.
And the costumes were, I've seen a couple of interviews that you've done, they actually had to be designed around her body language.
Yeah, the designer, who's extraordinary, Janine Tamim, she stitched them to my body to fit, you know, how I should be standing in the performance. It was very helpful, actually.
One of the outstanding scenes in the movie is when Judy leaves the theater and runs into two of her incredible fans and ends up going back to their flat to spend time with them and have a meal with them. It seemed like she was always wanting some form of normality.
Sure, yeah. Stan and Dan, right. I think that's fair to say. Rupert was really keen on telling the story of the cost of performance and being away from your family and not being able to establish a proper home life, and the difficulty of being away from the people that you love is a big part of that.
And she desperately wanted to be a good mum.
Oh, yeah. She talks a lot about that in her interviews and things. There was one in particular, I think it was, 1967, with Barbara Walters, a young Barbara Walters, mm-hmm. where she's sitting on the couch with her children, Lorna and Joey, and she talks a lot about just the importance of motherhood and about wanting to be known as a good lady.
Was there any consultation with her children, with Liza Minnelli?
No, I wasn't successful in reaching out to her before we started, but afterwards I sat with Lorna and we had a good laugh. She's hilarious. Wonderful, wonderful person.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program. This is an outstanding performance, and congratulations on it.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that. It's nice talking to you.
Lovely to chat. Thank you for joining us.